The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Was there a cash for hostages deal with the Iranians that was okayed by the Obama administration? Listen, a lot of interesting reporting in the last 24 hours. $400 million in foreign currency on board an unmarked cargo plane sent to the tarmac in Iran just hours before four hostages slash prisoners that were being held by the Iranians were released back to the United States. The whole thing signed off on by the Obama administration, who says there was no quid pro quo. But an interesting new development last night, the Justice Department apparently, at the time, objected to this idea. Why? Because it was illegal, perhaps. Telling us some more about this and giving his perspective, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Listen, this smacks of cash for hostages.
It is.
Tell me why it does, and then tell me why that's such a bad idea.
Well, first, it's illegal. Let's start with that. Secondly, this creates a problem for future situations. So far, Brian, apparently there's been three additional U.S. citizens grabbed since this happened.
Well, yeah, because you know why? Because apparently now the mullahs know that the going rate on a prisoner slash hostage that they take is about $100 million a pop.
That's correct, and they want about $2.9 billion back, so they're going to be asking for a lot of people. You know, they're going to be grabbing people. So, of course, this is why the Justice Department, and let's remember, gentlemen, that the Justice Department is very pro-President Obama, so for them to say, hey, this is really stupid, not only is it stupid, it's illegal, that says something. And the second thing, yeah, the unmarked plane with the unmarked bills, that is the international equivalent of a black bag full of 20s being pushed
yeah.
across the table.
Can I just bring up one other thing? Apparently,
sure.
The Justice Department was also apparently upset about this, not only because it was illegal, but because they had to give up some Iranian prisoners that we were holding, and they felt like the deal that was being negotiated wasn't a good deal from their perspective.
Well, it's not a good deal anytime you have to do this sort of thing. And just remember, gentlemen, we talked about this, I think, last year. They did a similar thing to get Bergdahl back. Not only did they swipe the five Taliban, they actually had to pay Qatar a certain amount of money. I've been told anywhere between $1 to $5 billion, and some of that went to the Taliban. So this administration has a record of not only bypassing proper protocols, but also, I believe, and I'll say this as clearly as I can, endangering U.S. citizens abroad. Because anytime you see this happen with the Iranians, other countries are going to get the same ideas, like, oh my goodness, here's a way of us milking old United States for all this money. So it's creating some very dangerous circumstance for anyone going overseas in the future.
Tony Schaefer, based on your good morning, Tony. Based on your understanding of our enemies and how Iran is connected either blatantly or through back channels with many of our enemies, speculate a little bit, and based on your expertise, it's not really speculation, about what Iran's going to do with this $400 million that we gifted them.
Well, it's going to go to one of their premier terror organizations, either Hezbollah or the IRGC, their Iranian Republic Guard, for all sorts of mischief to do two things. First, put forth and continue the expansion of Persian Iranian influence within the region. We've seen them expanding their influence. They're trying to do things in Yemen. They're trying to do things against the Sunni. They're the Shia, so they're going against the Sunni. And the second thing they're going to do with that money, and we've talked about this gentleman a number of times, they're going to support rogue regimes like the North Koreans to go ahead and bypass the nuclear agreement.
Hmm.
So what they're going to do is, since they theoretically can't do a lot of nuclear research that's necessary to continue developing nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program systems to go and throw the weapons, use the weapons. They're going to fund, and we've seen this already, my intelligence community colleagues have told me, they're funding the North Korean effort. Let's remember, the North Koreans are a poor country. They depend on others for all the money they have to run and develop their nuclear program. So why would the Iranians worry about a treaty with us when they're already kind of violating with impunity, and they can actually get someone else, like North Koreans, to develop a nuclear program? So all the money, the bottom line, all the money that we see going to them is going to go to programs or people or countries, which eventually we're going to have to face in some form, either on the battlefield or as a terror organization. And so, gentlemen, the bottom line is we're helping fund the very terror and the very adversaries we're going to have to face someday in combat.
Yeah, I need to ask you about this other story in the news, that this ISIS sympathizer who was working as an officer for the D.C. Metro Police. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, this is we've known and we've talked about this. We know ISIS is here doing reconnaissance. I didn't know about the specific instance, but this is not a surprise by the fact that they've been attempting to gain access to sensitive facilities all through the Washington area and other cities such as New York. And it's not a surprise, unfortunately, because I've come to find, having dealt with some local law enforcement, look, we've got corrupt cops everywhere. I mean, look, I have a lot of law enforcement friends, but I know of one individual who actually has a conviction for impersonating an officer three different times, yet he still carries a badge. So we do actually have a lot of people who are in the system who have to be watched. So fortunately for us, the FBI got ahead of this guy and was able to monitor it. But gentlemen, let me be clear on this. This is not the only guy. Right now, any given time, James Comey, the director of FBI, has said that there's about 1,000 people they're investigating. So it's one of those things that we live here in the Washington area. We are a target. We need to be vigilant all the time about things like this happening. And please don't take me as slamming law enforcement. I'm just saying some law enforcement officers are bad. You have a certain percentage, and ISIS is going to try to find whoever they can to penetrate organizations.
Yeah, it also is very troubling that it took 6 years to get the guy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, too. I think we tie our hands behind our back, Brian, for stupid policy reasons. I'm sure they probably had enough on this guy to arrest him probably last year. But because of this this idea that we have to be much more careful in dealing with Islamic radicalism, I think we give these people far too much room to operate. And therefore, I think this guy was probably getting ready to do something. That's why they finally nabbed him.
All right. Listen, Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. All right,
thank you.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.